Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, it started out as a normal party conversation about a room in the house that always felt colder than the rest. So a few people went to check it out, and that's when everything started to change.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, thank you very much for listening. We love to hear your real ghost stories, and if you have one, call it in at 855-853-4802. Just leave us a voicemail. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to become a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, you could certainly do that. Sign up at Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here.
Now, here's something interesting I've got for you. The thing you said about a room in the house that felt cold or whatever. So I have had for a long time, I can't even exactly tell you how many years, a dream, but it's not the same dream, but it's the same premise for a dream. And that is, I'm living, like, let's say I'm living at the apartment in Burlington, and I find this whole big extra room or addition or something. And I'm like, wow, I didn't even know this was here. This is crazy, right? This whole big room. Or I'm in a house, and I'm in the house in Elma, and I open the door and it's like, wow, look at this old big rooms. I didn't even know were there. So I have this periodically where I'm in a house and I'm like, wow, I didn't even know all this was here. This is crazy. So last night, it happened to me again. I had a dream that I was living in the house I'm living in now, and my ex-husband came to see me for some reason or other. He's there. And I said, let me show you around, Greg. And we're going around the house, and I open this door, and there's this whole big addition on there. And I looked at him and I said, wow, I didn't even know all of this was here. Now, it's this big room, but it's old and it's dusty and it's dirty. And there's like old furniture in it. And it needs cleaned really badly. But I said, you know, maybe I can get everything out of this and use this for my studio, my art studio, because I didn't know about it. And he said, you know, that would be a good idea. I think that would work great for that. And I said, yeah, you know. And then I woke up. I can't remember exactly how the dream resolved, but I woke up this morning and I've been thinking about that. And I thought, I've never really stopped to just look it up and see, is this a thing? And apparently it is. Apparently this idea of dreams where you find rooms, in extra rooms that you didn't know were there, and it's a surprise. It says that it could mean that you have A, unresolved issues, or maybe you have things that you need to address, or maybe there's like potential, there's hidden potential that you have not uncovered and haven't taken care of. But I've been thinking about that all day. The fact that Greg was standing there with me was weird. And I thought, and that I have just recently started back to painting again, and then uncover this terrific studio area. And I thought, you know, maybe it's more than one thing. Maybe it's that I haven't resolved some issues from the past. Maybe it's telling me that I'm on the right path for getting back into painting again. I'm not sure, but I thought that was interesting. And I just wondered if other people have had this same kind of dreams.
Oh, I think so. I've had dreams like that where it's like, what is this?
Yeah, and you just go, that's so strange, you know?
Never knew this.
But I do love the idea of kind of trying to figure out what your dreams mean and why they're, you know, why you're having them. And I think those are all kind of valid as far as ideas about what it could mean.
Well, in this story today, when it's like you're standing around, it's like, yeah, there's a room in this house that's always colder than the others. That could just be an HVAC problem.
Well,
you
true.
Know, you could have a problem with, you know, maybe you never noticed the vent was shut in that room. You know, it could be that simple.
No, the house I lived in, Chanute, it was like my bedroom was always colder than the rest of the house. And I never really, now looking at it, maybe I should have seen that as a sign. But, you know, sometimes I think it is just an HVAC thing. I just assumed that was that.
Yeah, so I.
But let's hear this story because I have a feeling that's
not. But I also see how, like, you're hanging out at a party and then it's like, oh, yeah, we got this room in the house. It's always colder than the others. And then it's like, let's go see.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't go, could be an HVAC problem, Robert.
Could be.
You might want to call somebody to look at that. You'd be like, no, let's go look at it. Give me a beer. Let's go to the room.
Yeah.
So this says, I'm in my 40s now. This was a long time ago. It was such a weird night, and there were enough other people there that I know I didn't just imagine the whole thing. At the time, I was at a party at a friend's house. Not a huge party or anything wild, just one of those nights where a bunch of people had shown up. Some were in the kitchen, some were in the living room. Music was on, not super loud. Everyone was just kind of hanging around talking. So there was a bunch of us hanging out in the kitchen, and at some point, the conversation shifted to weird stuff people had experienced. I don't remember exactly how it came up. I think somebody mentioned the house having a room that always felt cold, that's in quotes, and that got everybody going on ghost stories, family stories, stuff they'd heard, all of that. You know how that goes when people are half joking, but also kind of hoping somebody says something creepy. The room they were talking about was off a short little hallway near the back of the house. It wasn't some spooky basement or attic. It wasn't anything like that. It was just a normal room, but apparently people in the house had been saying for a while that it always felt colder than the rest of the place, and it had a bad vibe, so they didn't use it. Naturally, once that got brought up, everybody wanted to go stand in the room and see for themselves. So a few of us wandered over there. Some people stayed back in the kitchen. Some came with us. Wasn't like we were doing some seance or trying to summon a demon. It was like a bunch of bored people at a party checking out the cold room because somebody mentioned it. And to be fair, the room did feel cold. Not freezing, but definitely colder than the rest of the house. Enough that everybody kind of noticed it right away. There were a couple jokes about bad insulation and ghosts and all the usual stuff. But for me, it wasn't that it just felt cold. I remember taking a step farther into the doorway and stopping because I suddenly had that feeling you get when you walk into a place and everything feels off. I don't know how else to explain it. It was an instant feeling that I didn't really want to stay in there. I didn't make a big deal out of it because I was 18. The last thing I wanted was to be the guy at a party acting like a room scared him. So I think I just laughed it off, stepped back into the hallway with everybody else. We all ended up back in the kitchen after that, still talking about it. Some people thought it was funny. A couple people said they really didn't think the room felt weird. One person kept insisting it was just because that side of the house didn't get much heat. It was that kind of conversation. Then all of a sudden, there was a loud bang from the other room. Not a little noise. Not the house settling, a real bang that cut right through the conversation and made everybody stop talking at once, and it came from that room. For maybe 1 second, nobody moved. Everybody just froze and looked in the same direction. Then, of course, a few of us went to see what had happened. I don't remember now if it was a lamp or a framed picture or some decorative thing on a small table, but it was something that had definitely had not been lying on the floor when we had all just been in there. That's the part I still remember. It wasn't like the room had been messy and something just fell over. It was noticeable because it wasn't there just minutes before. That's what made the whole mood shift. Up until then, it had been a fun conversation at a party. Even when everybody agreed that the room felt colder, people were still joking. But after that bang, people got a lot quieter. Somebody immediately tried to explain it away and said, maybe the table wasn't even, or maybe something had been sitting too close to the edge, which could be true. I'm not saying that's impossible. But the timing of it was what got to all of us. We had literally just been standing in there talking about how strange that room felt. Then we all walked back into the kitchen, and right in the middle of the conversation, something falls over in that room. I remember one girl saying she was done and wasn't going back down that hallway again that night. But what stuck with me the most was that I had felt something more than just cold in there before the noise ever happened. If it had only been the bang, I probably would have brushed it off by now as coincidence. But I felt uncomfortable in that room before anything happened, and I didn't have a reason to. I think what stayed with me over the years is how ordinary the whole setup felt. It wasn't late at night in some abandoned place. It was a normal house with a bunch of people in it. We were talking, laughing, being dumb like teenagers are. Then for a few minutes, it felt like the house was listening to us or something. Kind of sounds dramatic when I write it out, but that's honestly the feeling I remember. Like we'd all been standing there talking about that room, then something in it answered back. I know there are people who would say it was a coincidence, and maybe that's all it was. I'm open to that. But I've been in plenty of old houses, been at plenty of parties, heard plenty of stories, and I've never had another moment quite like that one. It also changed how I look at stories people tell. Before that, I probably would have rolled my eyes if somebody had said a room in their house was cold and felt weird. After that night, not so much. So that's my story. Nothing flashy, just weird enough that I've carried it with me all these years. Thanks for reading. Thanks for the show, Keith. I'm with Keith. That's kind of weird.
Well,
now maybe when they all went into the room, because several people walked in there, maybe they flipped the light on. I don't know. But maybe somebody touched something and kind of pushed it toward the edge of the table. And then when they all got back in the room, it fell over. I don't know. But the timing of it is weird.
Well, it's all fun and games until
a poltergeist shows up at the
that's
party.
Right. And then everybody's like, I don't know.
Who invited the poltergeist?
That's right. No, I'm with Keith that this is weird. I just think the timing is way too suspect. What would fall, really?
Because, I mean, it could be, like maybe somebody had a coat on or something that touched something and moved it. It got closer to the edge. And then right then, when they're talking about it, it just happened to fall.
They shut the door and the door push, you know, jiggle. I don't know. It feels very odd and suspect. And I guess I would go one step farther and ask, when this room is cold, does that also include like the summer when it's hot?
I think it does, because the way they said it's always cold.
See, that you, when you start to kind of look at those sorts of scenarios, okay, we can get it in the winter. The HVAC isn't working. That particular room's off on that side. It's chilly, da, da, da. But is it still cold when the rest of the house is 80?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's weird. Okay, see, that would be weird.
But I kind of think it was, because
I
they said
think
it
so
always
too,
was.
Because of the way they were talking about it. That's what makes... See, we can do HVAC systems till the cows come home until we bring up this scenario. I'm thinking, okay, so we do have this weirdness. And I'm going to go with them, because I'm just going to assume that my premise that, or my question that I asked is it still cold when everybody else is very hot? And I'm going to assume it is, because they said always. So we're going to go with that premise. So now that's different to me. Something is weird there. And I think it's way too coincidental for something to just fall off.
I do think it would be interesting if whoever owned the house, say Mike, or rented the house. I'm going to assume rented the house if he has a bunch of 18-year-olds over for a party. Yeah. But it would have been interesting to take him into the room and be like, okay, this lamp is on the floor. Where was it?
That might have happened.
Fell off a wall. It would be interesting to know where that item had been. Could it have just been knocked over? And I'm going to guess they probably did a little bit of investigating and,
Yeah.
Because it just is curious. I would want to know, like, was that hanging on the wall and just happened to fall right then? Was it on a table?
In the whole discussion where, you know, sometimes you have people that are being kind of, I don't want to say braggarts, but they start like, oh, yeah, right. Like, you know, and then all of a sudden that happens and they're not nearly so, you know, convincing after that. And it felt like that was kind of the way the conversation was starting to go, like, yeah, right, I don't think so. And then boom.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't feel like it was a coincidence.
I don't either.
Interesting. Well, let's go to this story.
Hey, this is Jason. I called and messed up on my story, so I'm going to call back. I'm going to get into my story. So basically, I moved into a house when I was about 8 years old after my parents got divorced. And it was a nice little home in Chesapeake, Virginia. I was around 8 years old. So anyways, one night I was sleeping in my bed, and I must have been 9, but I remember I moved there at 8, so I was around 9 or 10. I woke to a breeze on my face, kind of like a slight breeze, like someone was blowing on my face. And I kind of figured, you know, it was my sisters messing with me. So I kind of just brushed it off and, you know, mumbled to go away. And anyways, it happened again around, you know, 15 minutes later when I started to go unconscious again. This time, I slapped my face, kind of. I just remember slapping my face. I don't remember much about this, but I remember I did slap my face and it kind of stung. So I kind of sat up and looked around my room and my eyes were adjusted. So and to the left of my bed where the door was, like my door and my closet door are right next to each other. I could see kind of a skinny, dark figure. And it, you know, people describe these things as shadow people. And it really, like, I was so scared when I saw it. Like, all I could remember thinking was, oh, my God, oh, my God. And it seemed really skinny. Like, I only caught a glance at it before I jumped under my covers. But I remember it was kind of skinny, and it was sitting on the floor. And it wasn't doing very much. And I you know, I couldn't tell if it was looking at me because I couldn't really see anything. All I could see, you know, it was a figure. So I kind of just, you know, went under my blanket, covered my ears, and went back to bed. So, yeah, that was probably one of the weirdest things that happened to me. But the next thing I'm going to tell you is very, very worse. And it's actually kind of something really sad that happened to me and my mom and my stepdad. And so anyways, when I was around 10 years old, I was sleeping in the basement of my sister's room. And I remember my parents were out at the bar that night because, you know, my stepdad used to do, like, shows. He would do lights for a band that he would work with. Anyways, they had gotten home around 2 a.m., and I remember getting up, and then they made me go back to bed. And I couldn't fall asleep. So I got up around 3 o'clock because I was really thirsty. And as I'm walking up the basement stairs, I hear a beep. So I kind of figured, you know, my parents were in the kitchen and they were like, you know, making coffee or something. I don't know why I thought that, but I don't even remember what I thought really. I just figured someone was in the kitchen. So as I walked through the door, I could hear the microwave going, and I kind of just froze there because no one was in the kitchen. It was just a really, really weird thing to happen. It was like, I don't know, it was wicked. And anyway, so I kind of just look at the microwave, and I see that it's on, and, you know, the lights inside of it are on. And I just kind of, it took me a while, probably 10, 15 seconds to slowly move towards the microwave because, you know, I had really bad problems with horror movies when I was a kid, and I was so scared of anything like this. So anyways, I walked over to the microwave, and I could see a picture was in the microwave, and I stopped the microwave really, you know, slowly, and it was a picture of my dog, Lambo, who actually was a pit bull back then. And I just took it out and put it on the counter, and I went back to bed. And I had woken up to find out that my dog had passed away in the morning. My parents told me a couple weeks later that he had died, and they didn't know why. He just passed away, and it was really tough. And, you know, it's not very hard to talk about now because it's been a while. But I really do miss that dog. Thank you for listening to my story. I love you guys' show. Thanks for listening. Bye.
So was that a dream, the thing with a microwave?
I don't even know where to go with this because that's so crazy.
But was it
either
a dream?
Either way, if it I don't think it was, because I think he got up.
That's what I thought he said.
I mean, either way, whether it was a dream or not a dream, it's very bizarre. More so bizarre if it wasn't a dream. But even as a dream, that's really something.
And I hate the stories like that. Like, losing a pet is so hard. And so that breaks my heart for him. But that is just something.
Yeah. You know, one thing that struck me, as he started telling this story, he said that they moved to this house, and he said it was a nice house. He prefaced it by saying it was a nice house. So even though there were some things that happened here, there was still a lot of good that happened in that house with his family and people. Because when he, without even thinking, he said it was a good house. And so even though he woke up, he saw a shadow figure once. He didn't talk like he saw it again. So I'm assuming it was just that one time. But that is weird. I mean,
that's pretty terrifying.
It is, but yet it seemed to be like he also had good feelings about this house. The dog thing is really strange, and I just can't quite wrap my head around it. It scares me to think that you would open it and find a picture.
I know, that was the weird part. That's why I was like, that was a dream, right? Because if it wasn't a dream, that's really strange. Because that does seem like something that would happen in a dream.
Yeah, but it's very frightening. And then to find out that your dog had died.
And if he died of natural causes, because it almost seems like some creepy ass murder.
It's very, very scary. But yet, like I said, there must have been a lot of good there. Because even though there were a couple frightening things that happened, it sounded like, you know, he still had fond memories of being there.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me feel better, because, you know, that microwave thing, though. Oh.
Creepy, creepy. But the shadow figure is pretty damn creepy, too.
Well, they're both, both of those things are pretty
intense.
Like
that one either.
Yeah.
Well, wow. If you have a real ghost story, share it with us. If you want to call it in, just call 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber if you'd like. You get no commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive, and you could sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.